Dennis wanted to mute me, but there's a joke behind that. I filled in at Trinity Church in Albia probably 3 weeks ago and knew nothing about the church, really. I've been in there one time in my entire life, and they called me and said, hey, our pastor left. We need you to fill in. So when I got there, right, as every church I go to, I preached to four or five different churches in the last 2-3 months. Everything's different. Everywhere you go, it's different. And nobody prepares you for it. You get there and you better be ready. You just better be ready. So they're micing me up and stuff, and he's talking about six cameras in this building going live streaming to YouTube the minute you talk. And I said, okay, I can handle this. He goes, just do one thing though. When you're done preaching, you sit down, mute your mic. And I said, why? Because we're going to do song service afterwards. I go through preaching, I sat down, and I didn't mute my mic. So when I watched it back on YouTube, I'm not a great singer. I'm not like these ladies that get up here. You could hear my voice for about 5 minutes through song service before I realized to mute my mic. So that's the joke between me and Dennis, but I'm going to get started today. Last time I preached here was 1 year and 2 weeks ago. Crazy, right? God has a plan every time. The last time I preached here, I had this box up front. And there was some heart-shaped notepads in the front. And I preached about garbage in your life that you needed to take out. And I told you, the next time I come here and preach, we're going to address it. And I'm a man of my word because I'm a man of God. So I read each note that was put in here the minute I got home. And I give it to God. And I ripped them up in little pieces. And then I took them back and put them together. And I read them again last night before I presented this to you today for one reason. And then I threw them in the trash like I said I would. Because I give them to God. But there's one left in here. It's my business card. And I did this the day I preached. I wrote a note myself in the box that was keeping me from being up there and being a pastor. It's scars. And I dropped it in the box. So that's how my sermon's going to start today. The title of my sermon is Healing Scars. And God delivered this to me from that box I read 3 nights before I wrote the sermon. A term used a lot in people's life is being scarred for life. Have you ever heard that term? Being scarred for life. It's used in the world so freely today. Being scarred for life. And I thought about that. Being scarred for life. There's one thing every one of us in here and every one of us in the world have in common. We were all scarred. The same. I'm going to tell you how. The minute your mother consumed you and you were a baby laying on the table at the doctor's office, your umbilical cord, they clipped it and they tied it, you instantly had a scar from God. And you still have it today. It's called your belly button. Everybody has it. And that's God's work. So I dug deeper. I thought, what does the world think a scar is? So I looked it up, the definition of a scar in the dictionary. It's a mark left on the skin or within body tissue where a wound, burn, or sore has not healed completely. So I thought real deep with God on this. I said, God, just fire me an answer. What you want me to present to these people? And he said a question to me. Is doubt, heartache, divorce, family struggles, depression, anxiety, death, adultery, alcoholism, addiction, a scar? And I didn't have an answer in that moment. So I went straight to the Word. Which is, I give you this. If you ever question something, get in the Bible, because the answer is right there. So I turned to 1 Colossians 6:17. So that's where I turned first. Colossians 6:17 says, "From now on, let no one trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus." And I thought back to that, you know, where I said, when we were all born as a baby, we all had the same scar. And that's how I related to that scripture right there. We all have the marks of the Lord Jesus. Every one of us. So then I turned to another scripture. Psalms 147:3-5. This is how I preach. I just keep stacking the scripture up. And I don't get deep into it because I just want three scriptures to let you know what the Lord wants in you. So Psalms 147:3-5. Psalms 147:3-5. And it says, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He counts the numbers of the stars. He calls them by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power." And I said, "Lord, thank you. Thank you for leading me to that scripture." And the key word that I found in there was heals. And we lose track of that in this world today. It says he heals. He doesn't say he might. He heals you instantly in the word. So we'll turn to one more scripture. Jeremiah 30:17. Jeremiah is one of my favorite in the Bible. I've done so many sermons on Jeremiah. I mean, Jeremiah is powerful. But Jeremiah 30:17 is the last scripture I have on this. Jeremiah 30:17 says, "For I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord, because they called you an outcast, saying this in Zion, no one seeks her." And the key to this is he restores your health. And again, he makes it clear in here, he heals you. One more time he's saying it, he heals you. There's no exception. So I wrote down, when I visited God about this, I wrote down some stuff here in my notes. God wants to deliver us from all our wounds or scars. God fulfills all his promises. Not some of them. Not some of them. And here's where scars get deep. They get deep. They're in this church, you know. The minute I walked in today, I thought, "God, you don't have to tell me who's struggling. You just have to tell me if the scars are present today." And the minute I come through the doors, it was present to me. And I wrote this down while I was getting ready today. Spiritual wounds can be scars. They're etched by heartache, grief, doubt, embarrassment, remorse, loneliness, and sheer pain of this world. So God, he walked me through it this morning, how he wanted me to show you guys. If I start talking about my scars, not yours, I represent it with this basketball right here. My scars that I wrote in the box that kept me from up there was, I didn't think I was a great father. So how could I preach in front of a congregation? How could I deliver the word to you if I didn't think I could deliver the word to these two boys here? So, the other scar I had was I didn't really love myself enough to be up there preaching to you. And then I struggled to be enough as a husband because I've been through a divorce. I've been through breakups. I've been betrayed. And then, this is the devil putting his last thing in my hands here, the loneliness. The dark times that he would put me back in through with all the scars I had, right? And as I'm sitting here, I'm going to walk through the congregation. This is what you look like carrying your scars through life. This is you walking with any pain that you don't give to God. This is all of your scars. Everybody's sitting here. You're no different than me. Walk with your scars like this, right? Everybody walks with their scars. Unless you give it to God. And as I'm walking with my scars, Amy, you want to stand up? This is my wife, Amy. How can I be a husband to her if I represent myself with my hands full in life of my scars? How can I be a good husband? How can I be intimate with her? How can I give her the love she deserves if I'm carrying all the scars around in my life? Thank you, Amy. How can I be friends with William if I come up to him and I'm carrying my scars? Lord, I lost a loved one. I don't know how they died because I prayed for him over and over and over. But I carry that scar and I'm friends with William. But if I represent myself carrying all this stuff, how can I love on William as a friend? So I asked God a year ago when I preached up here, how can I be a pastor in front of this congregation and other churches? And he said it was simple. If you come to the cross, see, I was nailed to a cross. And if you lay down your scars, if you lay down your scars and you see his scars. And he was standing there like this for me when I got there. Scars where he was nailed to the cross. Right here, right here, and right here. It was a struggle for me to see, right? Because Jesus, if you read it in the Bible, he says to his followers, it's me. He walks to them like this. It's me. To prove to his followers, I died for you. And I'm back. And my wounds, you shouldn't carry. You shouldn't carry your scars. You shouldn't carry them through life. You shouldn't have them in your hands carrying them around when you should be. I should be a loving husband to my wife every day because I'm a godly man. Because he paid the price for each and every one of us. I wrote down one more thing to back this up that God just screamed at me. He said, son, I've had soul wounds too. I've been betrayed by friends, abandoned by my own family, despised, rejected, had stones thrown at me, been spit on. Been left for dead. I've been forgotten, forsaken, falsely accused. Those are scars. And I did all that for you. All of that for everybody sitting in here. He carried all the scars for us. So when I read the scripture, he speaks the truth. For I will restore your health to you, and I will heal your wounds. He doesn't want you walking around the world today, if you just use the word loneliness. If I walked into a group and said, how many of you guys feel lonely today? If I did it in the youth, it'd be 70-80%. If I did that in adults, females, probably be 90%. If I did that adult males, be 90%. The loneliness is a scar. And if you carry that around, the devil takes that percentage and uses it to his advantage. Because you're too busy. You're too busy walking through people carrying your stuff, right? The pain. I can't deal with the pain, you know. I lost a loved one. I got divorced too young in life. Somebody did something to me so bad that I can't get through it. And then you're walking through people, they start to see the scars. Because you're talking about them. You're reminiscing about them. Instead of using them in a testimony that I'm doing today, I'm going to testify that I am a pastor. I am a pastor. I'm a part-time pastor at La Villa United Church. I'm gone 50% of the time from here. And every time I get up and speak in front of them, I tell God, thank you. Thank you for letting me drop my scars in front of you. Thank you for healing everything in my life. Thank you for letting me be a great husband to Amy. Thank you for letting me come up in front of these people today and giving them your message, not my message. Not my message. So, this is what I want you to do when you leave today. I want you to take one scar, and I want you to seek out somebody in your life and tell them, this is a scar I have in my life, but I'm giving it to Jesus today. I'm giving it to Jesus today, and this is why. And I guarantee your testimony to them, your testimony will bring them to tears. Your testimony will bring them to God. Your testimony, who knows what you're going to do in their life? But you're no longer carrying it. You fire it to God. God, just take this one scar today out of my life. And I know everybody in here needs to do that. Because I felt it today. And God felt it today. So I think it's important to understand that we shouldn't go back to what the world says, where a scar is a sore that's not healed completely. Because God says it is completely healed. See the difference? The world's convincing you your wounds are never healed. Because the world wants to crucify you every day for everything you've done wrong, for every scar you carry. Somebody's laughing on Facebook. Somebody's making a post on Instagram about you. They're making you believe that you can't be healed. Our dictionary statement. That's our world dictionary. All through the world. Saying you can't be healed of your wounds. But God says it clearly in the Bible. If you look up how he heals you in the Bible, it's probably in there 4,000 times. Maybe more. So obviously you can be healed. And it starts today. It starts today. So I'm going to wrap things up. I just want to thank everybody for listening to my message today. And I know next week William's going to have a message for you. And William's a blessed guy. He's going to deliver something powerful. But next week, I'm going to be a pastor at the church I'm filling in. And the week after that, I'm preaching somewhere else. And the week after that, I'm preaching. So I have 6 weeks I'm preaching somewhere. And then I'm doing a concert with a message in it from a guy from Nashville, Tennessee. And I'm a man that had scars a year ago that could barely give you the message. So if I can let my scars down, everybody in here can. So I'm going to leave you in prayer today. And I'm going to meet every one of you at the back door. And when you shake my hand, or even if you say, hey, that was great, or whatever you want to say to me, you're giving me that scar. Because I'm taking it to God. I'm taking it to God for you. And then I want you to deliver your testimony to somebody today. It's important. Look around at the empty seats in here. Your testimony is important. You want somebody to die that should have been in the seat that couldn't find God because you didn't testify. I can't live with that. That's why I'm testifying to you. So when we leave here today, just know I love each and every one of you. Father, this congregation, they need your help today. The people they're going to touch in this world today, they need your help. This church needs to be filled. This church is a loving church. This church is filled with the Father, the Lord, the Holy Spirit. And every seat in this church needs to be filled. And you give these people the strength to give me their scar at the door so they can testify to somebody today. Testify the love that you have for them, the healing power you have for them. You're going to heal that scar today, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen.